family. Admission to enter into the family, his family of servitors, like Diksha. Dibba Gyanam Yatu Dajjad. He gets such enlightenment, he can understand that Krishna is my guardian, he is all in all. And leaving all other duties, he promises to go towards Krishna for his service. This function, this, they impart such knowledge, and the disciple also imbibes that sort of knowledge, that I belong to Krishna wholesale. I am his property. He can use me in any way. I am not free to leave him. My paridham is within his service, area of service, but not without that, on the outside. Dikkha kare bhakta kare atma samarpan, sei tare Krishna kare atma sama. He was my own. Your interest is my interest. My interest is your interest. We are one and the same. This assurance comes from Krishna. He accepts us as his own and takes the responsibility of everything, good or bad deeds for us. And according to our surrender, that comes also. Bhanganam, this is real knowledge. This is proper knowledge. This is absolute knowledge, independent of all different interests, separate interests. From the absolute standpoint, that he has got right over everything and over me also, that I am absolutely to be used by him and none else. This sort of transaction. This is Diksha, Dibba Gyan. The divine knowledge is this, divine conception is this. We understand and we go to do that. Otherwise we are suffering from ignorance, the false notion about the environment. Well, that is that ignorance of the proper estimation of the environment and us, we are suffering from that, avidya, agyan, ignorance. What is that? That's a separate interest. I have got separate interest, and so many others, they have got separate interest. There are many, not harmony in one. This is our agyan, ignorance. And when we are conscious of the common center, and that is good home, home sweet, all these things, then we get connection, the bhagyan, real knowledge, divine knowledge, we get.
What is the meaning of the eternal relationship? What is the meaning that you are eternally related with Guru? The eternal, when you take initiation from Guru, that relationship is eternal?
That's our very nature of our existence is of subordinate. No direct connection is possible with Krishna in our constitutional position. Through him, through some, we have to have his connection, not direct. Sort of we are tatastha shakti, we come from marginal potency. So we can connect with Krishna through his internal potency. And in internal potency also there is gradation. the potency, there's the conception of personality, and there is also hierarchy. Very near and closer and closest and power, more power in this way, hierarchy. Just as in the bureaucracy, all are not very intimate to the king. Some are very near, some are little far in this way. The shakti, the potency is in this way. There is intensity more and more. That's near the sun heat is more, light is more. Far away from the sun, that there is light, the intensity of the light and the heat will be little less in this way. Light and heat near the sun, as it is going far, it is being less, both light and heat, like that. Near about Krishna is more serving spirit, and going away, little away, and that tendency is being lessened, serving, affection, everything. So inside, nearest is more interest, and little far is little slack. More or less they are subservient. To the nearer group, higher group. Hierarchy is there. Just ourselves is such a center. Such a center with anything. Any change in the environment may come. But with optimism we have to face. That is the key to success in our life. Tatvinu kampan. The highest advice. Tatti nukampan susamikampan. The best estimation about the environment has been advised to be in this way. It is a grant, but as from the grant coming, he is my guardian, he is my Lord. He is supreme, he is autocrat, his grace. We are living by his grace, not as a matter of right. We are living, this is not our birthright. We may or may not exist, does not matter to the infinite soul. Sattinu kampan susamikha manam. Whatever coming, his grace, not earned by my right or my ability or my qualification. All coming, that's every part of it, a grace coming to me. Tattin kampan susamikha. Our well estimated, well guided estimation will be like this. will be satisfied whatever small grant we get. No right, not with the eye of any right, whether I am getting our own or not, my own portion, own share, nothing of the kind. Tattir kampan susamik kamano bhunjana eva atmukritam vipakam. And what trouble we find, that is self-acquired. Self-acquired, due to my defective position, I am so. I am so low, mean. So my vanity should have to disappear altogether. No position I have got. Only under the grace, the whole thing. My whole existence, prospects, everything, only for His grace. Such dependent position we have got. Sleep, Krishna Nityadas, Mahaprabhu told. You consider, you know yourself to be the slave of the Supreme Lord. Slave has got no right. Like property, like animal property, cows, cats, dogs. Our position is of like that, of a dog and a cat. But at the same time, no right, but prospect, by His grace we can enter the highest position, only through service. Service means to satisfy Him, not to satisfy me, not permission. But when I am determined to exist, to maintain my existence for Him, then I have got some position. I am for Him. Everything for Him, for itself. So I am for Him, I have got some position. And as much as I can dedicate myself to be for Him, so much position, concrete, I may acquire. So my position depends on my rendering sincere service to the prime cause. Krishna Nityadas, Krishna Tatastha Shakti Veda Veda Pragar. A marginal potency from the independent view we can find something common, something different, but it is inconceivable. So, Krishna all and we have got dependent position, potency, Monad is He, and if we are conscious of that fact, then we can thrive. We can improve our position and we may get the highest position. We can enter into the most confidential service. We have to satisfy the permanent servitor of the highest conception. The highest servitor should be the object of our greatest reach, Radha Dasya. Who can serve Him best, our aim will be to enter into His group, her group. Service is our life, service is everything. We thrive there, And whenever we want to do the work of a master, we go away. We degrade. By serving, we live. And by trying to make body to work, we die. Die to live. Don't try to live without death. Die to live. Not to live at the cost of the death. Don't live to die, but die to live, but don't live to die. Living, in our estimation, is to face death. But in our estimation, to die for him is to live. Central position is such, our relation with the center. That the Hegelian theory is very applicable. Die to live. Our ego should be dissolved. Ego of self-searching. God-searching is our self-searching. Search for Krishna is really to search for our own higher interest, to search for Krishna, not to search for a separate ego. But search for Krishna, your interest searching is included in that, represented there. Only search for Krishna, with the spirit of service, not with the spirit of enjoyment. Die to live. Vidyati hridayagranthi siddhanti sattva. Vidyati hridayagranthi, that ego. Ego must be dissolved. Ego means the collection of separate interests of different types. That is in a box. Just as when an aeroplane is being crashed, they are trying to find out that box. The record is there.
Black box.
Passing, the plane is passing through different lives. That box is there. That is ego. There we can trace from where he is coming, from where to go, he is going. That karma, the result of our karma in the most subtle form is result there. That ego, if we search the ego of a person, or where from he came, there are specialists who can read. Oh, he came from the tiger section, or he came from an insect. He came, his previous birth was the horse or something. That can be traced in that ego. And it is possible that next life he will have to go, his goal is such, and the place. That should be dissolved. The nowhere in the world of three dimension, we shall go, our goal, our destination, nowhere in the land of three dimension. Bhūbhuva samaha janatava sattato viraya brahma lok. I want to have a ticket for Goloka or Vrindavan. And Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, they are distributing that ticket. I want to go there to live. I am told that is the home of my previous generations. something like that. I like to go there, Ruchi, test. Test is the unit, not brain, not knowledge. Mahaprabhu gave recognition to the inner taste, that is our capital. Brain has got nothing to do, brain may sanction something, but heart may take me to some other direction. We are generally guided by our heart, our taste, not by our brain. Brain cannot control all this, to a certain extent. But heart is the innermost guiding principle. We're guiding the taste, inner taste, that guides us to our goal. So we must be more concerned with that taste, aruchi. And to improve it, only the association. Association with the sadhu, with those that have got real taste, for Krishna consciousness. Anyhow to associate. That is the valuable. Not the brain is valuable, but honest, sincere hankering for Krishna, that is valuable. Krishna are beautiful but autocrat, we must think. The highest thing can never be subservient to anything. It is clear. Reasonable also, because he is the highest position. So why he should be dependent to any other thing, but only dependent to those that have got that conception of the highest thing about him, that he is the highest. Naturally, oneness is there, common interest. Binds together. Krishna. So Krishna and his own. When we have got some connection with the real devotee of Krishna, we have got some tangible position. Otherwise we are nowhere. We are lost in the infinite. But whenever we come in contact with a devotee, rather with an agent who is wandering here for his interest to come across such a person, then we have got some substantial position. Brahmanda Samiti Kuno Bhagavandi. We are wandering endlessly in this universe. When we come in connection with a devotee of Krishna, then we get some hope, some support, some safe position. Otherwise we are lost in the infinite. Where coming, where going, where doing, all aimlessly, no good. Connected with the local interest. That has got no value in the infinite. Like a ball, by getting a kick, ball is running that side, again another kick going this side, another kick from that side going this side, in this way. A ball under the kicks, our position. But when we come to have to meet one who has got some substantial connection with this real center, some tangible position we have acquired. Otherwise, nowhere. Counted. We have got, we are within the calculation from the center. Under the calculation, we are traceable, otherwise untraceable position, we are wandering, passing through. Brahmananda Bhamiti. even Brahma, the creator of this material world, has got no tangible position. But the Guru Brahma is another thing. Ordinary Brahma, the creator of any solar system, may not have any tangible position in the universal calculation. Kaun Brahma? When Brahma approached Krishna to meet him, Krishna asked, which Brahma has come? And Brahma thought, is there any other Brahma? I am all in all the creator of the whole self, whatever we see, feel. Still, you have to tell. Yes, he was the father of Samaka. The four-headed Brahma has come to meet you. Then he was taken in, and they have found, oh, so many Brahmas are there. 100 faced, 1,000 faced, a 1,000,000 faced Brahmas are there. How is that big and gorgeous figure? They are commanding more greater Brahmanda, creator of greater solar system. They are there. So infinite can accommodate everything. We have to make some tangible position in the infinite. How to make progress, what direction? That love. Love, affection. Beyond calculation. A plane beyond calculation. That force which is controlling without brain, that intuition, something like the mother for the child. Mother for the child, even it is found in the beasts and the birds, insects, everywhere. The intuitive force that is going on to conduct this world affairs, that is unaccountable, come from where you do not know. Some affection comes to do the duty, service, and disappears. Birds cast little growing, but know that intuitive affection. Bird goes away in this way. But that sort of tendency, that is comes from the affection area, love. We have to take shelter under that wave, if available anywhere. That can help in such helpless condition we are wandering through. Human brain, we are going to destroy the whole world by inventing atomic energy. So civilized in the negative side. Civilization in the negative side, improvement, meaningless. Suicidal, to kill one another, is the civilization, a development. Should we call this improvement or development? Satanic brain? Satan is not a positive thing. It is indirect, undesirable force. So Satan in killing, destroying, the destruction, agents of destruction. But constructive thing is affection, love, sincerity, self-giving, surrendering, that based on surrender. Love is always based on surrender. That high thing, who you shall write in by that noble thing. Noble thing, self-giving. To give is nobleness. To absorb, to exploit, that is satanic. And to surrender for higher things, that is godly. Mahaprabhu told you, who are you to give? Already you belong to him. How you belong to him? Not by any contract, but by nature. You are a servant. Kritadas, slave. What does it mean? By your very existence, you are his subservient. That is your nature. And you want the opposite thing to become. You want to become a Krishna. You want to become a God. Take his position. Just the opposite, your aspiration. And because you do not strive, you can't become that Krishna, so you want to commit suicide. That is renunciation, mukti, liberation. To enter into non-differentiated area and not to arise again. Eternal slumber, samadhi, brahmacharya, all these things. Unnatural. Come in a natural way. And you thrive there. We are so much accustomed to get our interest in the world of exploitation that we can't think that by serving we live. By dying we can live. We can't understand that very thing. By giving, we get. Giving, we thrive. And by taking, we go down, we lose. Just we are accustomed in the thought of opposite. By amassing, I become big. Not by dissolution. Not by giving, offering myself. I can be big and noble. A die to live. Kiddhati vidayakanti, chiddhanti sattvara. Kiyanti jashyakarmani. Identified, if whole separate interest box dissolved, as we are identified with the same common interest. With the Lord, with my Lord. And according to my might, I am to do my duty. That is normal life. That is a life which has got recognition in the normal living in this organic world. This is too abstract, is it not?
No. Very practical.
Practical. Who is there? Madan Manohar?
No, Mike.
Mike?
Uh-huh.
Here?
Madan Manohar.
And there?
Puri Maharaj.
Puri Maharaj.
Dina Dayal. Behind the pillar is Ram.
Where? Behind?
Behind the pillar. He is trying to hear some Harikatha.
Huh?
He is trying to hear some Harikatha. Shamne.
Ram.
Yes.
Oh, Bhujta Bhachan Jabanti, NGG.
Bhujta Bhachan, actor.
I'm the NGG Bhujta Bhachan. Talking is arrogant. Trying to swim in the but I am talking, swimming in the sea. left in the world of thought. Krishna has left him in the world of thinking only.
Previously, Maharaj, you told Krishna is playing hide-and-seek with him.
Hide-and-seek. But now, more hiding.
To increase his seeking.
Seeking?
Yes. To increase his seeking.
Hiding means naturally increasing seeking. One thing cannot stay for long. The reaction will come. Naiva dasya kriti nātu nākriti niha kaścana. Nājasya sarva-bhirteshu kaścila hattva-vāsaka. A worldly busy man does not mean that he is always his movement is profitable. Who is the busiest man in the world, does he make the greatest profit? Adjustment. What is necessary, that is adjustment, that has saved trouble of many ages. Sitting one moment's adjustment can make us so rich that running through ages from this side, that side, that's meaningless. Varang muhurtam viritam ghatate sriya sriyata. That was the first starting of Sukadeva Goswami in Bhagavatam. Only 7 days left. Oh, that is enough time. That is enough. 7 days is enough. Only a second utilization that can solve the whole problem. But sleeping over, running, thither, endlessly, billions of years, no value. Cannot fetch any value, anything. But proper utilization for in a second, that can make us, that can enrich us beyond our knowledge, our estimation. Kim pramattasya bahuvi parakhoi haya nai riha. Thousands of years, unattentively being past time. What is the good there? Varang muhurtam viridam, a moment properly understood, properly utilized, can solve the whole thing. So king karma, kim na karma, iti kavayopat. What is work and what is not work, the scholars also cannot ascertain. They are perplexed to find out who is doing and who is not doing. Planning within the room, the general planning within the room, fighters on the outside, in the outside. The valuable thing is in the plan. Or the physical movement is not necessary. To find out the clue of life. That is also activity in the mental plane, not in the bodily plane, physical plane, but in the mental plane, finding out the solution of life, trying to find out the proper solution of life. That is work. Enough working energy is there in subtle form. Only the gross form wisdom should be appreciated, it is not the right thing. Nahi kashchit khanopi jatu dishtatta karma krit. Working in the mental plane, or the physical activities, energizing, it is not. The subtle energizing may be within, in the mental plane, in the plane of reason, even higher, searching after self, passing away the world that can be understood by reason. Beyond reason, beyond our reason and understanding, there is region, and to search for that. No activity in the physical sense, but great concentration to find out the higher plane from within is possible. And then that repentance for the past misuse of the life, what I have done, that also gathers a force. Oh Lord, the prayer, the